Welcome to episode 13 of the Accessibility Craft Podcast, where we explore the art of creating accessible websites while trying out interesting craft beverages. This podcast is brought to you by the team at Equalize Digital, a WordPress accessibility company and the proud creators of the Accessibility Checker plugin. This episode is a recording of a March 2023 WordPress accessibility meetup where Alex Stein and Amber Hines test the usability of the popular WordPress plugin Paid Memberships Pro, providing real-time feedback to their team to help them improve their plugin. WordPress accessibility meetups take place via Zoom webinars twice a month, and anyone can attend. For show notes and a full transcript and additional information about meetups, go to accessibilitycraft.com/013. And now, on to the show.
So, of course, today we have with us Alex Stein. If you've been before, you know Alex, but I'm going to let him introduce himself. He's a wonderful contributor in the WordPress community to accessibility. Alex, I just spotlighted your video. If you want to give everyone a little hello and introduction.
Hello. I mean, that's pretty much all the introduction I need. I do cloud engineering work. It's my full-time job. Accessibility consultant to pay the extra bills. And I show up to meetups every now and then. So I have a lot of fun. You can find me around the community, hit or miss.
Matt, you're on LinkedIn the most, right? And you're also on WordPress Slack?
Yes.
Awesome. And then I don't need to introduce myself again. So I'm excited to introduce Jason Coleman. I'm going to pop his spotlight up there as well. Today, we are going to be doing our live audit for Paid Memberships Pro, which is a membership plugin. I'll just say before I let Jason introduce it that we've used it on client sites. I also am very impressed about their commitment to open source and the fact that they really care about giving back to the community. And one of the things I'm excited about today is that they came and without us even prompting, they said, we want you to test the front end, but we also want to make sure our settings pages are accessible so people with disabilities can use our plugin on their websites, which I think is really cool because a lot of plugin developers wouldn't even think or realize that they have to think about the settings pages too. So I love that. And I feel like you all have a really care about the WordPress community. So welcome. And I want to let you introduce the plugin and where people can go to learn more about it if they want to try it out for themselves.
Sure. Thanks for that introduction. I'm excited to have open ears and learn a lot as Alex and everyone goes through the plugin. The website is the best place to get started, paidmembershipspro.com. And if you want updates from the business, we post most often on Twitter at PM Pro Plugin. And we're also pretty active on our YouTube channel, posting how-to videos and stuff like that, but also sometimes getting into the business behind membership sites and e-commerce and things like that. So thanks.
Well, thank you. So I am going to stop sharing in just a second, but I like to put a little bit of guidelines for the meetup. So first of all, just so everyone is aware, the goal of this meetup is to give voice to assistive technology users. So I, might provide some feedback or guidance, but really my goal is to allow Alex to speak as the user. We're hoping that everyone, if you're posting in the chat, let's not put aside Alex's experience as the user. So we just want to make sure that everyone knows that that's really important. And then number two, the point of this meetup is not to say XYZ plugin sucks or has horrible problems, right? Accessibility is a journey. It's a learning opportunity. It takes a lot of, I think, courage to be willing to come up here. And so we just ask that everyone not bash. Remember, this is about providing actionable, positive feedback for the plugin developers. And I hope that we would all leave here applauding them for their interest and willingness to get up and learn and make their product more accessible rather than, saying, oh, this thing is bad, right? So those are our two guidelines. I'm gonna stop sharing and I'm gonna let you go over and start sharing, Alex.
Okay. So don't be alarmed. I won't make everyone listen at this speed. It is a little excessive for beginners, I think. We'll try it at 50%.
Can we actually, Alex, I'm wondering if it might be better for us to go a little bit slower, like 45.
Oh,
just because
me.
I want them, at least in the after video, to catch.
This is so painful.
I know, it's really slow for you. The other question I have is, if you're able, do you think you can open the speech viewer?
NVDA menu preference tools, subview, log, remote, plugins, view, speech viewer, S, WPA11Y meetup.
All right, and that's actually in a decent position, so. So
well, then we better just pray it stays there.
So just for everyone's background, we have a staging site that has paid memberships pro set up on it. And we have a few items that the paid memberships pro team has indicated to us. So we're going to start. And the first one, Alex, was they were interested in you going to the pricing page, viewing a membership and purchasing it.
Link skip to the content banner, horizontal navigation landmark list with 5 items about link, pricing link.
So we'll just see if we can find the pricing page using some basic link navigation. Here's our pricing link.
Membership level. Select
levels. It.
Link skip to the content.
We'll find the first heading on the page so we don't have to look through the navigation.
Main landmark membership levels heading level 1.
The heading level 1 like it should be. It's in the main landmark. Landmarks are just another navigational function of screen readers.
Heading level 2 beginner. 3. Link select. Graphic dog demo. Link select. 3. Select link.
So the first minor problem we have is a link that says select. In the grand scheme of things, you can figure it out with context if you look at the surrounding text. But where vague links really become a problem is in this situation.
Elements list dialog, preview, level 0, select 8 of 22, select 9 of 20, select 10 of 20, join today 11, select 10 of 20, select 9 of 20, select 8 of 22.
So we have 3 select links, but they're not actually telling you what you're selecting. This is the elements list, so this is another way that users can get an idea of what's going on the page.
Membership levels, WP, 3, link select, graphic dog, our introductory level includes everything you need to get started and experience some benefits. Heading level 2 professional, $100
so, per month. Can I chime in for 1 second, Alex?
Yes.
And ask you a question. So obviously we sometimes get into a spot where they only have so much space on a button, which is how this link is styled. So your recommendation on this, I'm assuming, is either an ARIA label or hidden screen reader text within that button, left link, sorry, that says select professional membership, select beginner membership. Would that be what you'd like to see?
Exactly. ARIA label is perfectly sufficient now. They used to not be, but they are now.
Awesome.
Link select. Graphic demo dog. If you're serious about making the change, become a professional member to provide an heading level 2 enhanced, $25 per month. Link select. Graphic demo dog. When you're ready to do more, select our enhanced membership that include knowledge and training. Complimentary landmark heading level 3 join.
I mean, these memberships are very easy to navigate, so...
Mainly when your graphic demo link select, $25 heading level 2 enhanced.
How about the enhanced membership? I mean, everyone always likes the most expensive ones.
25 link select. Membership checkout, WPA11Y meetup, March 20th, document busy, link skip to the content. Main landmark membership checkout heading level 1. Banner landmark out of list main heading level 3 membership level link change. Heading level 1 heading level 3 membership level link change.
So we have a heading 3 after a heading 1. We're going to want to correct this to heading 2.
Change link heading level 3.
We have a link called change. We're going to want to add context here to say what we're changing.
You have selected the enhanced membership level. Graphic demo dog. When you're ready to do more, select our enhanced membership that includes even more support, knowledge, and training. The price for membership is $25 per month.
Not actually sure why that's so verbose. I guess it's just text, but actually it adds reading time. So price colon $25 per month much shorter, to the point.
Do you have a discount code? Link, click here to enter your discount code. Separator. Do you have a
So, click here.
There is a discount code you could try if you want. It's A11Y. I don't. Click, are those case sensitive, link. Jason?
It shouldn't be.
Okay.
Membership checkout, WPA11Y meetup, March 20th, Mozilla Firefox private browsing. Membership checkout, WPA11Y meetup, March 20th, document, main landmark, article, discount code edit as autocomplete link.
Okay, that was rather interesting. So, two notes. If the link opens a form, that should actually be a button because it's an in-page action. And there is definitely something going on with the focus event here because it probably shouldn't have read the page title twice. My guess is this focus was called after some type of animation.
Yeah, the field was hidden. And then when you click the link, it made the field visible.
A11Y. 11Y, apply button.
Yeah, I have an apply button. It would be even better if this said apply discount, just so we're real clear about what it does.
Unavailable.
So a visual message appeared, which was the A11Y code has been applied to your order.
So this would be a perfect scenario for the alert rule or an ARIA live rule that says, that reads this message, this discount has been applied, or else I'm going to sit here and wonder what happened.
The 11Y code has been applied to your order. The price for membership is $15 now and then $25 per month. Link, click here to change your discount code. Separator. Heading level 3 account information. Already have an account. Link, login here. Username. Edit as autocomplete. Password. Edit press confirm password. Edit password. Edit as auto username. Edit as autocomplete. Main landmark article.
Okay, do these values matter?
So I'm wondering if you want to first try and submit the form without filling all the required fields to see the error. But right now, these are good labeled fields, right?
No. So there is nothing that tells the user, the screen reader user, that any of this is required.
Interesting.
Oh, you're right. It didn't say required, did it?
Yeah, so as far as screen readers are concerned, all of this can be left blank.
How would we tell the screen reader that field is required?
You have two options. You have the required attribute, which is from the HTML5 spec. It will enforce HTML5 validation. So that's kind of nice because then you don't have to mess around with managing focus with accessibility. It's all handled natively for the most part. And if you would rather keep that control in JavaScript and do validation yourself, you can use ARIA required equals true.
Okay.
And that only allows it for the screen reader and doesn't HTML5 validate.
I just put a link in the chat that goes to the W3 schools that shows what required would look like on an input.
Perfect.
Password edit protected. Confirm password edit. Email address edit as auto complete. Link. Confirm email address. Company name edit as auto. Position edit as auto. First name edit as auto. Last name edit as address 1 edit as address 2 edit as city edit as auto. State edit as auto. Postal code edit. Country combo. Phone edit as auto. Secure card number input frame frame. Document. Credit or debit card number edit as auto complete. 1234 blank. Doc credit or debit card expiration date edit as auto complete. MMYY.
So, unfortunately, what we're seeing here is just a side effect of using Stripe. Stripe knows that they have accessibility issues with their frames and they do nothing about it. So
is that true of like the Stripe checkout when you click and go to Stripe? Is it any better, that version of Stripe? Do you know what I mean?
I don't believe it is.
Okay.
I mean, it might be if it's not wrapped in a frame. Frames do strange things with screen readers.
Okay.
They're best avoided if you can. But yeah, this is just one of those examples of something that would be like a really great example of things that could have lasting change if companies would just take the responsibility. Because there's countless websites that use this.
Yeah.
The card CVC CVV edit as autocomplete CVC. Discount code edit as autocomplete 11Y. Apply button. Submit a checkout, double right pointing handle bracket button.
So that button has an icon that needs to be hidden. As we can hear, the screen reader does not appreciate it. But we'll try to submit. Silence.
Complimentary. Main, your card number is incomplete. Edit as autocomplete 11Y button apply. Discount code, credit or debit card.
So we get that message, but it's not announced until we go look for it. It doesn't move our focus back to the field that's not complete. Although I'm not so sure if that's even anything you can fix considering it's Stripe.
Link skip to the.
But one would think that it would.
Main landmark membership. Username edit as autocomplete.
It would at least mark some errors for these fields.
Username heading level 3 account in separator. Link click here to check the price for media 11-1 knowledge. And when you're ready to do graphic, you will select heading level 3 card number. Heading level 1 mem, your card number is incomplete.
Okay, so there is another error all the way up there.
Heading level 1 banner landmark horizontal. Out of your card number is.
So I think that's probably the one takeaway is error / success message communication can be improved.
This episode of Accessibility Craft is sponsored by Equalize Digital Accessibility Checker. Accessibility Checker is the best plugin for accessibility testing WordPress websites. Use it to find accessibility problems during new builds or monitor accessibility and remind content creators of accessibility best practices on an ongoing basis. In honor of Global Accessibility Awareness Day, we are offering all of our podcast listeners 30% off all paid accessibility checker plans. From May 18th to May 24th, 2023, visit equalizedigital.com/accessibility-checker and use coupon code GAD23. That's GAAD23 at checkout to save 30% off all paid plans. Don't miss out on this limited time sale. Get Accessibility Checker today.
Username edit as autocomplete. Main landmark article. Username edit as autocomplete land.
So do you want to try and check out? You have to fill in a lot. Sorry. But I can tell you which fields are actually required.
Okay.
So the username and password.
T-E-S-T-U-S-E-R. Test user password edit protected land. ************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************
So I think this is required.
Yeah.
Are we going to be checking emails?
No, you don't. You use a fake email address.
Com. Confirm email address.
No, no one here would send me spam emails.
T-E-S-T.
It is going on YouTube.
Com. Company name edit has autocomplete blank.
This is optional.
This is
position edit has autocomplete blank. First name edit has autocomplete blank.
The full billing address should be optional as well, except the credit card.
Autocomplete blank.
Oh.
I might have changed that because I wanted to see your billing.
First name edit.
So you might need to put like a fake address in there.
Last name U S E R. User address one edit has autocomplete blank. 123-100-EXAMPE-ST. Address two edit has auto. City edit has autocomplete blank.
Oh, which city should we use today? How about Nashville? Everybody loves Nashville.
Nashville. State edit has autocomplete blank. TN. Postal code edit has autocomplete blank.
Oh, I hope it doesn't check this.
1 1 2.
I don't think so.
1 0 2 3 4. 10 1 0 2 3 4 blank. Country combo box United States collapsed. Phone edit has autocomplete blank.
Is that required?
No.
Secure card number input frame document creditor debit card number edit invalid entry has autocomplete 1234 blank.
So this should work with just 4242 repeated.
4242 4242.
All right, how many more?
8 more.
4242.
Four, 8 total numbers. So 42 two more times and you're two. Good. Sorry. Now you're good.
Yeah.
4,242,424,242,424,242. Section. Secure expiration date input frame. Document. Credit or debit card expiration date edit invalid entry has autocomplete MMYY blank.
Any date in the future?
Any date in the future.
I don't even know what this month is.
Just put like 12/24.
1, 2, 2, 4, 1, 2, space, slash, space, 2, 4, section, secure CVC input frame, document, credit or debit card, CVC, CVV, and invalid.
And any three numbers works here.
1, 2, 3, 123, discount code edit has auto-completed, apply button, submit and checkout, double right pointing angle bracket button. Membership checkout, WPA11Y meetup, March 20th, busy, membership checkout, WPA11Y meetup, March 20th, membership checkout,
oh, no.
WPA, we join today. Main landmark button, submit and checkout, double right pointing angle.
This was good to see, though.
Let's okay, so there was an error. Do you want to see if you can find it?
That username is a heading level. That username is already taken. Please try another.
Yeah, but to be fair, I just kind of know where to look for these after a while. So
username edit has autocomplete tested, sir.
Most users would not make it look that easy.
Main landmark. Land. R. Land. 2, 5. 25. Password edit protected selected.
So you might just have to re-enter the credit card information.
Oh my gosh, that is an accessibility issue for everyone, not just me.
Discount credit or debit card expert credit or debit card number edit has autocomplete 1234 secure land.
I suspect that that's a Stripe thing. I don't know if you couldn't do anything about that, right, Jason? Like when the page reloads, Stripe isn't going to allow you to keep the credit card info in it, would it?
No. I think technically we could somehow, but for PCI compliance, they don't want you to do that. But I'm not sure.
Oh, don't even get me started tonight on how the federal government's so accessible.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you did it actually reload the page and it was just fast? Or did it reload the page, right?
Yeah.
Is there a better solution on errors to AJAX in the errors with an alert and not reload the page? Because then that might not clear out the credit card information.
That definitely would be a better solution, yes.
Yeah, I like that. And that could be possible. People request that. The problem is it's WordPress, and so stuff is kind of infinitely customizable. And so doing JavaScript verification of the fields is possible, but really challenging. But it is kind of on our roadmap. I don't know if we could talk about this later, but to split the checkup into multiple steps, which like simplifies what's on the screen at one time and allows you to do better kind of JavaScript level checking of things. And definitely there's ways to like, for the username in particular and the email address, to do an AJAX, like, hey, is this username available? And kind of indicate to the user somehow when it's not, before they submit. Yeah. So there's ways to do it. It's good to hear that. It's like another reason for us to do it is to make it more accessible, you know?
Well, I warn against going the multi-step approach because most people get it wrong.
Mm.
They don't manage focus properly. The user has no idea what's loaded at any given time. You can get yourself into a whole lot of trouble doing things like that.
We'll have to get another audit from you before we push that out then.
Always happy to help.
4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2, 4, 2.
Is that it? Two more.
4,242,424,000,000,000. Section, secure CVC, section, secure expiration date input frame, document, credit or debit card expiration date edit has 1, 2, 12/2, 4, 1, 2, space/space/2, 4, blank, section, secure CVC, 1, 2, 3, 123, discount code edit, apply button, submit and checkout, membership checkout, WPA. Submenu link about WordPress. Main landmark membership confirmation heading level 1. Thank you for your membership to WPA11Y meetup, March 20th. Here and below are details about your meta welcome email with a copy of your heading level 3 invoice D9CA71857F on March 21st, 2023. Link print. List with 3 items account. Test user. Test example com. Membership level enhanced. Discount code 11Y. Out of list billing address. Test user. 123 in Nashville, TNUS. Payment method. Visa ending in 4242. Expiration 12/2024. Total billed. Total $15. Link view your membership account. Complimentary landmark.
Looks pretty good to me.
Everything's perfect on there. Awesome. So do you want to view your membership account?
Main landmark, view your membership account link. Membership account, submenu link about work, main landmark membership account, heading level 1, heading level 3, my memberships.
So we have our heading level 3 here. Need to change that to heading level 2. Heading order is very important.
So can I want to talk about this for just a second, because I think this applies to a lot of plugins. Correct me, is this a short code or a block on this page?
Yeah, is that the way this works? It could be either, but it's a short code probably right now. Yeah.
So what I would recommend doing, because what is hard about this is you don't know what other content the user might put on the page, mm-hmm. is in an ideal world, you have an attribute on the short code or like a dropdown on the block settings where they can select their heading levels for the various subheadings. And then that allows, because theoretically they could put an H2 higher up above this.
I think what happened here is this was coded, I don't know exactly when it happened, or maybe we're slow to do it, before it became more standard to have your H1 used as the like post title instead of the site title. So that long ago, we just haven't like reevaluated it. I just worked on a website where that was still the case. It was using an old theme, and changing that is like a good for SEO and accessibility. But so we should assume H2, it's more common for how the short codes are used, but have a way to override it would be good. And that would be good for folks who maybe have that older theme, or they were relying on styling or something else, you know, like they're, you know, they had it, you know, underneath other H headings and stuff like that. That'd be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think just giving users the ability to choose heading levels is really important. Like when we, our theme developments, if we build custom blocks, we always try to do that because you never know how they're going to use it. So,
and I wonder with blocks in particular, we might be able to kind of figure it out. So that would be cool. Like, I mean,
yeah, give me a setting where heading is above it.
Yeah.
Table with 2 rows and 3 columns, row 1, column 1 level. Row 2 enhanced link update, billing info, link change, link cancel. Billing column 2, $15 now and then $25 per month. Expiration column 3. Edge of table. Out of table link view all membership options.
Well, the table has table headings. That's nice. It works.
Heading level 3, my account. Test user. List with 2 items, username, test user 25. Email, testexample.com. Out of list, link edit, profile, link change, password, link logout. Heading level 3, past invoices. Table with 2 rows and 4 columns, row 1, column 1, date. Row 2, link March 21st, 2023. Level column 2, enhanced. Amount column 3, $15. Status column 4, paid. Edge of table, pay out of table, heading level 3, member links. List with 1 items, link view and print membership card. Out of list, heading level 4, courses. List with 1 items, link how to train your dog. Link 7, lessons. Out of list, complimentary landmark heading.
Yeah, I can't see any obvious problems with this page.
Awesome. So Kim from Paid Memberships Pro had asked about updating your member profile. So let's say you realize that you didn't live in Nashville anymore, and you want to go move somewhere else.
Main landmark membership with 2 rows and 3 columns, row 2 level, column 1 update, billing info, link. Change link. Enhanced link update, billing info, link, change link, cancel. Change link, cancel link.
Oh, I overlooked these. My mistake. So change and cancel should tell us what we are changing and canceling, and the same for update, billing info in a perfect world.
View all membership options, link, edit profile, link.
So again, like that'd probably be an ARIA label on the link. It's like change your membership level, cancel this membership. Could people have multiple?
Yes. I mean, it's possible. It's not super common. But
so it would actually need to be like cancel enhanced membership.
Right.
So that it has like the name of the membership that they've purchased in that.
Perfect.
Your profile, WPA11Y meetup, March 20th, main landmark, your profile, heading level 1, first name, edit as autocomplete, last name, edit as autocomplete, display name, edit as autocomplete, test user.
So these are not required either.
Email, edit as auto, heading level, company name, edit as position, edit as auto, checkbox, separator. Checkbox,
right,
not
I
check,
failed.
Number,
except for button, update, profile, Alex, button, I gave you separator. A thing that button, you can't button. Actually fulfill, but there's no address fields on this, so main that was a bad suggestion. You could add a company name, though, or something.
Main landmark membership account, heading table with 2 rows and 3 columns, row 2 level, column 1 update, billing info, link.
What about under update billing info?
Oh, I don't
that
know.
Would update your whole billing address and credit card.
Oh, but so that might be where you would go if you were no longer living in Nashville.
Yeah, we're in the middle. Like, I don't know if you might like the sidebar, but there's like billing addresses, shipping addresses, and mailing addresses, and people are in the habit in WooCommerce as well, and also our membership plugging, of like assuming the billing address is like their home address or like just their quote unquote address. So we're kind of in the middle of updating our code in various places to treat these addresses differently, even though people have been treating them all the same. Just interesting.
Change cancel link. View all membership options link. Edit profile link.
We'll go back here and just your profile, change something navigation. Random.
Main landmark. First name edit as autocomplete test. Last name edit as autocomplete user. Display name publicly as edit as autocomplete test user. Main landmark. R-E-S-U. Space.
Oh, I want to be known as test.
Update profile button. Your profile. WPA11. Tool for nav. Main landmark. Your profile. Edit. Your profile has been updated. First name.
Profile has been updated.
Your profile. Heading. Banner landmark. Or out of your first name. Update cancel button.
So you're going really fast. Did it, did it, would it have told you that and then you just moved? Like, I was wondering if this one actually was starting to read out.
No,
you moved to it, and just that's why I read it out.
The page reloaded and I moved to it. Yeah, I didn't expect anything to get read here.
Do you have like the link, Amber, on that feature of like how to announce something to the screen readers, but not regular users?
Yeah, I can find that for you.
Alert. I know so you said the alert rule or ARIA live rule. So I could Google it, but.
Yeah, I can put that. I'll put that in the chat for everyone. The best links for ARIA is that I've found. I don't know if you have a different opinion, Alex, but I like the MDN web docs, developer docs.
By far the best, yes.
So there's the alert rule, and then let me find ARIA live. Oh, actually, that might be on the ARIA alert rule documentation. But you can see everything on the left-hand column of that page.
Perfect.
It has code examples and all kinds of stuff. It's really useful.
So the alert rule and then ARIA live is an attribute. So it takes assertive or polite. And it's just one constant that's used as more like a region that updates with JavaScript mostly. And the alert rules can be a little bit more easy to implement, if you will.
Okay.
Okay, so I think it would be good to transition into the admin setting screens unless you have any other interest in front end things, Jason.
I think that was the main front end components. It'd be great to get to that admin. If you guys are excited too, I'm excited about the admin also. So
yeah, I think
deep breath, so you, deep breath, go to the admin.
So you want to log out of your test user and log back in?
Tool for navigation, list two items, submenu link about WordPress, submenu link WPA, out of list with two items, edit as autocomplete, search, submenu link out of list link logout.
Oh, the WP admin bar, which still remains
login
even today.
Password, edit, username, or email address, edit as autocomplete. Screen sharing meeting, new OneNote, add row, new OneNote, HTTPN. The chat is ZN, the chat is 4-4 selected. Login W, password, edit, new OneNote, QCSFTQ, QCSAMK selected. Login. Dashboard WP, link skip to main content.
Okay.
So I slacked you a link to their onboarding.
HTTPS deselected.
The link. Got it.
Dashboard double nav slash unselected. Expand collapsed. Dash link skip to main content. Set up link skip to main content. Main landmark. Level one. Congratulations.
So let me say something real quick, Alex. So it's a little bit weird because it's already been completed because like the steps are set up. So you're loading at the end. So I'm hoping there's a way for us. Oh, here's me. I'm trying to drag your speech here. I think that there are.
You can add a.
Yes.
Maybe we can
so there's a link that's called general info. And if you go to that general info link, it should load the first thing.
Congrats,
what a user would first experience.
Link at 4, link at 3, link 2, link general info 1. Link graphic pay, link logout, main one, link general info, link T, E.
Yeah, this is why steps are a bad idea. We're going to get into this here.
Oh, that'll be good.
WPA11, main content.
So when you activate paid memberships pro, it'll redirect you. Or, the first time you try to use PM Pro, it'll redirect you to this screen. But since it was already set up, we had to like fake it through the link. And now you're, and some stuff will be a little bit different than it is on a brand new install, but it's pretty much the same. Yeah, go ahead.
Honestly, I'm a little selfishly like interested in this because we've talked about designing one of these for ourselves.
Hey.
Yeah. And at the time I did tell you not to do it. So I was hoping you listened to my advice.
I know. So why the steps? Why do you not like the steps?
For this reason alone. So most screen reader users don't like reading the navigation menu on every page. So we'll find the first heading on the page, the heading level one.
Main landmark, welcome to your new membership site, heading level one.
What is the problem when the user doesn't know about all those steps that are above them? Well, just that. They don't know they're there. Because
what if you had the steps actually after the H1?
That is where they should be, but probably laid out a bit differently. This is actually a good use case where you should have paid memberships pro is the heading level one, the steps that follow it, and the step itself is the heading level two. And then each section contained within a step is the heading level three. I'm sure there are plenty of consultants out there that would disagree, but also 90% positive most users will never look above the main heading for those links.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, so I do have a question. Like, I don't know if they, theoretically, you don't need to use those links to move through the steps. I'm assuming when you get to the bottom of whatever this form is, it would just take you to the next one. But is it more that you don't even know, like you don't know how to orient yourself to, I'm going to have to go through five different screens? Is that what the problem is?
Let me ask a better question. Why do you as a sighted person like seeing these steps?
Okay, so for the same reason I just said, I like to know how many screens I'm going to have to get through to finish it.
Yes. So the information that screen readers would also like to know is pretty much not available to them because most people just don't go looking above the main content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially in the WordPress admin.
Yeah. And the other kind of given to that rule is most of the time, the steps, especially in like a tab situation where there's like tab displays, most of them are not accessible. So that's another really good reason that most users wouldn't pay this much attention.
So Bruce asked in the chat, could you put something like step one of five, welcome to your new WordPress membership site for the headings that you have here?
You definitely could, yes. And that would actually be perfectly fine, but you're still left with making the user search for that information. I mean, it takes away the guesswork of knowing how many steps there are, but...
But it's better. So the solution is just make sure the H1 is always above the steps.
That would be my ideal world, yes. Because if the information is valuable for sighted people, it's probably valuable for us as well.
Yeah.
That isn't always the rule, though.
Yeah. I wonder, like, I don't want to slow you up, but taking notes. But one thing we thought about when creating the steps was they were like first informational of like what step you're on. And then secondary, it's like, hey, if people click on the link, like let them go there, but it's not really meant to go out of order. So I wonder if that would be confusing that they look like links and you could skip around. I guess you kind of can. So, I mean, we did build it in a way that if you skip around, it only gets slightly confused, the code in the back end.
Yeah, worth noting is this should be marked up as an actual list.
Link all set. Five. Link advanced. Four.
Is it not? Yeah.
Okay. It isn't. It's a visual list or some type of visual presentation.
Link two. Link general one.
And the other thing is it doesn't actually tell you which step you're on.
Yeah, so it'd be better if it was actually marked up as a nav menu with an LI and it updated current.
Right.
Like you would on a website navigation.
That gets really tricky in the WordPress admin, because if you have a nav landmark in the main landmark, and if users want to move past the landmark, the nav landmark, there's no longer a way to do that because it's already in the main. That's why I've always told people to make sure the breadcrumbs are just above the main landmark, but not in it.
Yeah.
It's definitely an option, but keep in mind that if you have a really long list of steps, it may be detrimental.
Yeah, this is really interesting. It's also kind of like one of those things where there's not always, like, there's clear ways that are better, but there's things you have to really think about and discuss.
Yeah, that's why my philosophy's just been don't do it.
Make it easier.
That's always the easy out.
So how about the rest of the things here? Yeah.
Tell us about your membership site to get up and running in 5 easy steps. What type of membership site are you creating? Choose the answer that best fits the primary value of your membership site. Combo box collapse select. Choose what title is a combo box collapse select.
So these fields are not labeled. The surrounding text is red, but there's no actual associated HTML label for this field. This would be considered invalid.
Checkbox unavailable, not check yes. Generate the required blueprint pages for me. Recommended. We detect a new pages assigned for paid memberships. Pro.
Can I say something real quick, Alex?
Yes.
So Jason, you have a label up there. It's just what it's missing the for attribute. And right. Then you, and the ID of the field.
Oh, so close.
Association. Checkbox unavailable, not check yes. Generate the required blueprint pages for me. Recommended. We detect a new page. Checkbox not check yes. I will be collecting payment. We detect check combo box collapse. Yes, I will be collecting payments for my memberships. Checkbox not checked.
Okay, so this is another really interesting pitfall in accessibility. So when you add disabled to a form element, there is no way to focus it without actually forcing the screen reader into a virtual mode where you can see the elements. So right now I'm in kind of an operational forms mode. So it only via the tab key jumps to elements that have a tab index of 0.
Okay.
And unfortunately, disabled takes it out.
Yeah, so that's the item above that, which you can't select.
Yeah, I mean, but users don't get the helpful note on why they can't select it. They just wouldn't know it's there.
So would it be better to not even show, like just hide this input completely rather than having it disabled? Like if it's not applicable, you don't need to show it? Is that a better solution?
The better solution, which requires a fair amount of work, would be to add something like ARIA disabled equals true, and then somehow prevent users from checking or unchecking the box.
Okay.
That's a lot of work though. But if you want perfection, that's how it's done. Because then the screen reader can still focus this. They will still get the disabled.
Is it
users won't be able to click it, but they'll get this little helpful note that, hey, this is why we can't do this.
Is it overly clever if can you like sneak like a hidden field in between that only screen readers will see and be like, hey, FYI, I just skipped this section because it's disabled? Or that's like overly clever.
So you actually cannot do that, because what will happen if you do is it will also be in the tab sequence for sighted users. Right. So the tab, if they press tab on a hidden field, they'll be, what happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It feels like a bad idea in general to kind of just like on mobile, like, when you're developing for mobile, say like detect that I'm on mobile and only do this. And it's better to just make it look good on a screen that's small, because you don't really know, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so probably just don't have the disabled field at all if it doesn't apply.
Yeah.
View plans and pricing link. Yes, I will be collecting payments for my memberships. Checkbox not checked. View plans and pricing link.
You plans and pricing for what?
Right, Imp.
Edit as autocomplete link.
That's an unassociated label.
Submit and continue button.
Is there anything else on here that needs to be filled out?
I mean, I think it's all optional.
So, yeah, you're on step two now, right? Or wait, where do we get?
Yeah, we're still on the first one. There's also, so below this, there's also a link for skipping and a link to exit the wizard and return to the dashboard, just so you know what else is on this page.
Exit wizard and return to dashboard link. Content info landmark. Main skip link. Submit and continue button.
So you could try that.
Set up wizard WPA11Y meet of March 20th WordPress document. Main menu navigation landmark link skip to main content. Main landmark membership levels heading level 1. Set up various membership levels from additional settings late checkbox not checked. Addition set up various membership levels from this wizard. You can set up more membership levels with additional settings later. Checkbox not checked. Free membership. Check additional settings later. Free membership checkbox not checked. Main landmark. Free edit as autocomplete land. Submit and continue button. Free at free membership checkbox not checked. Space checked. Free edit as submit and continue button. Space. Set up wizard WP link skip to main content. Main landmark advanced settings edit configure advanced settings later. Filter searches and archives. Combo box collapse. No non-members will see restricted post pages and searches and archives. Land. Show excerpts to non-members. Combo box collapse. Yes, show excerpts. Checkbox not checked. Enable spam protection.
See, this is me reading out of forms mode.
Combo you're in show browse mode right now?
Later.
Yep.
Configure event later. Config heading level 1 event link all set.
We'll show the difference.
Main menu navigation landmark. Skip the main content link.
Well, that worked well.
Set up wizard W. General info link. Payments mem advanced link. All set link. Combo box no non-members will see restricted post pages and searches and archives. Collapsed. Combo box yes show excerpts. Collapsed. Enable spam protection checkbox not checked.
So it looks like the checkboxes get red, but the combo boxes definitely don't.
Combo box yes allow usage of paid memberships pro to be tracked. Collapsed. Submit and continue button.
Yeah, it's just those labels.
Yes, right. They're probably all programmed the same. Good.
None of these are actually issues that block anybody from using this plugin, though.
Main landmark link view docs. Main landmark setup complete heading level 1. Congratulations, your membership site is ready. Heading level 1, what's next? You indicated you're building an association membership site. Here are some recommended add-ons for your business. Link add member from admin. Link approvals. Link donations. Or more functionality. Add more features to your membership site. Blank. Link view available add-ons. Blank. Documentation. Not sure where to start? Take a look at our blank. Link view docs. Link exit wizard and return to dashboard.
Yeah, you're definitely going to need some labeling on these links for context.
Mm-hmm.
Content info. Main landmark.
The other thing is, I bet you those links open in a new tab. Like the view docs, it probably opens your website in a new tab. So you'd probably want a warning about that, right, Alex?
I've always been kind of one of the ones on the fence about that. It's never really bothered me as much, but if it's really easy to say opens in new tab, just do it.
Okay. Does the screen reader automatically like translate that little like new tab icon people put at the end of links?
No.
Or no, it probably just says something silly. Yeah.
Or it just don't read.
I don't know what the icon's called. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So you'd put it like on an ARIA label typically or hidden screen reader tags, but typically ARIA label.
Okay.
What you want to be careful of though is that you make sure you get your spacing right, because if you don't, you'll get something like docs open in new window.
With no space in between.
No space. Okay. And that is actually more annoying than just links that actually open in new windows.
Yeah. So I think we talked about editing, like if you wanted to add a membership level. So you are in the settings now for paid memberships pro.
Main landmark moving to paid memberships pro heading level 2. Button unavailable. Move up button. Move to heading navigation landmark link license. Heading level 2. Welcome to paid memberships pro.
Heading 2. We are doing so good.
You skipped the tabs.
I don't think you're at the top of the page.
There's
navigation landmark link license. Link add-ons.
Oh, interesting. So that is a navigation landmark.
Link set, link reports, link orders, link members, link dash v2.10. Link graphic page, link logout.
But again, there's no heading here, so that just That illustrated perfectly how you could miss this.
Main landmark link graphic. V2.10. Navigation landmark link dashboard. Link members. Link orders. Link reports. Link settings. Link add-ons. Link license. Heading level 2. Welcome to paid memberships pro.
I'm not seeing anything obvious there on where I would go to add a new membership.
So let me open it.
You want me to cheat? Tell you.
Do you want to keep exploring?
Button available. Button move down button. Expand the toggle panel. Welcome to paid memberships pro. Heading level 3. Initial setup. List with 4 items. Link view membership levels. Link manage membership pages.
I guess that's pretty simple, but it feels like this panel might eventually go away.
Link configure
page. Oh, why do you say that?
Link out of button unavailable. Move up button. Move down button. Expand the toggle panel. Welcome to paid memberships pro.
Because of the way the buttons indicate that this is a movable widget.
Heading level 3 initial setup. List with 4 items. Link view membership levels.
Just feels kind of, I don't know, this page feels a little weird to me.
Link manage user out of list. Heading level 3 other settings.
It's like it's trying to replicate the WordPress dashboard.
Yeah, that's what those are, right? Widgets that you can rearrange.
Yeah.
Link view advanced settings. Link explore add-ons for additional out-of-list separator. For guidance as you begin these steps, link view the heading level 3 support license. No support license key found. Link enter your key. Your annual support licenses. Right. Link view plans and price separator. Paid memberships pro and our add-ons are distributed under the link. Other thing, heading level 3 get involved. There are many ways get involved. List with 4 items. Link follow. Link share out-of-list separator.
Okay.
Main landmark list with 4 items. View membership levels link.
It's pretty clear that view membership levels is where we need to go.
Settings WPA 11Y meetup. Link skip to main content. Main landmark membership levels heading level 1. Drag and drop membership levels to your...
Oh, sorry. Now everyone's going to get to hear my phone speak away.
Table with 5 rows and 5 column 2 name. Row 2 link beginner link edit link copy link delete. Billing details column 3 free.
So this page had a heading level 1 again. Hold on. All right.
That's okay.
Right.
My phone did it too.
There we go.
Name column row 3 link enhanced link edit link copy link delete. Row 4 link professional. Row 3 link billing details column 3 $25 per month. Expiration column 4. Allow signups column 5 link yes. Edge of table, link edit, build name, column 2, link enhanced, link edit, link copy, link delete.
Looks like this link edit, link uses copy. The WP list table class, so.
Link ID, column 1, 2. Row 2, allow signups, column 5, link edit.
Some form of it, unless you all actually did make a custom table for this, but either way, it does work.
Row 3, ID, column 1, 2. Out of table, main landmark membership levels, heading level 1. Drag and drop members table with 5 rows and 5 columns. Out of table, drag and drop membership levels to reorder them on the levels page.
That's kind of going to be a problem, though. I'm not sure how you're going to get around that.
The drag and drop.
Table with 5 rows and 5 columns. Row 1, column 1. Column 2 name. Column 1 ID.
Gonna need some manual buttons. Move up, move down.
Row 2, 1. Name, column 2, link beginner. Link copy, link delete. Row 3, link enhanced, link edit. Row 4, link pro. Row 5, link edge of table, link at billing detail expiration. Call out signal out of table. Please link rate us on WordPress or team. Content info land. Main menu.
Okay, I don't know where you go to add a new.
Main landmark.
It's weird. It jumped right past the link. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out why that's happening.
There's no heading. See, we just keep highlighting this. I'm not doing this on purpose.
Link levels, link discount codes, link pages, link pay, out of list navigation, landmark, link license, link add-ons, link orders, link mem, link dashboard, V2.10, link graphic, link logout.
All right. Well, so, okay, Alex, so it's not up here.
There is a link that is the first link after the H1 for membership levels.
Main landmark membership level.
I can tell
level.
You the text on it if you want.
Drag and drop membership levels to reorder them on the levels page.
Oh, table wait, with I bet I
columns.
Know why.
It's okay. Definitely...
It doesn't have an href. It has JavaScript colon add level. Does that make it not focusable?
Button search levels.
It shouldn't.
Edit at search level land. List with 8 items, link user fields, link advanced. Out of search levels, edit as button search levels.
All right. This menu. Is coded very similar to like the post page.
Control panel, document, this page uses non-standard
WordPress level page.
One class WP. White space, draggable 12, a class page title action, row as icon, menu, collapse, paste, submenu, copy, iterate, outer
HTML. Let's grab developer, HTML.
Level 1 notepad, add new one notepad. A class, plus, a class, paste, that type, that action, row, that icon, row, that icon, that plus, quote, ref, jam, colon, add, left, add, new, level, a, left, new, add, l, left, right, paren. Semi quote greater A D.
Okay, so our answer for this is probably going to be CSS.
Settings WPA breadcrumbs toolbar rules pop button top CLS add new rule toggle icon toggle dark toggle print document heading level 2 button expand element button Wrap WPS list with 1 item margin left button 0 button. Wrap add new H2 list with 14 items 4 px button padding button 4 p position relative button top button minus 3 text decoration none button border button 1 p click to O border radius button 2 p text shadow none button font width button 6 font size 30 line height button.
I think it's hidden somehow.
Normal color okay. button.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
So Glenn Walker in the chat, he said he thinks it's a placeholder link. If it doesn't have an href, then it's not going to be tag focusable. So even if you put, I think if you put a hashtag in there and then you had your JavaScript on it, then it would be focusable. He did share a link to HTML specs about this in the chat. But I think that's why it's not focusable, because it has the JavaScript inside the A tag.
Wow, that is...
If you're in browse mode, can you get to it and trigger it? Just
no, there's for now no way to get to that link. I don't think there's app a way to double. Get to that link.
Main menu.
Let's see.
Elements list dialog. Preview. Level 0. Skip to mix. Skip to dash home. Update post. All add. Cat attack. Courses. Sub C. Course categories. For all lessons. 15. Word. Press 1. Read. Yes. Delete. Cop. Edit. Free. Yes. 1. Delete. Cop. Edit. Profe. Yes. Delete. Cop. Edit. And yes. 1. Delete. Cop. Edit. 1. Beginner. 1. Add new level. Advanced 99. Add new level. 100. 122.
It
level 0.
Shows up here. So I want.
Can you.
Settings. WPA 11Y. Meet March 20th. Word. Press Mozilla Fire. Button. Search levels. Heading level 1. Membership levels. Link. Add new level. Drag and drop membership. Heading level.
Oh, now it's there. Does it appear on some type of focus event or something?
Add new level link.
So can I tell you what happened? When you triggered that link, so actually this should be a button, not a link.
Right.
It opened a modal. However, it did not shift your focus into the modal. It looks to me like you're still tabbing behind the modal, Alex.
Oh yes. I'm sure that's what's happened, but I'm just really confused as to why the link is now there.
It looks like it's active. Oh, I don't know.
That's very strange.
What type of membership level do you want to create? Link. Blank. Table with 5 rows and out of link.
Okay.
Out of link heading,
so
out of heading link. Space.
First, we have the closed link, which is not accessible because it's an icon.
Heading level 1. What type of membership level do you want to create? Link free. Link a free membership level that never expires. Link monthly. Link charge a recurring monthly subscription. Link a free membership level that never expires. Link monthly. Link a free. Link skip to main content.
All right. I selected free.
Main landmark. Add new membership level. Heading level 1. Button expanded general information. Table with 3 rows and 2 columns. Row 1, column 1 name, column 2 edit required invalid entry as autocomplete.
Hey, look, required attributes. This makes me very happy.
Column 1, N, A. Out of table, table with 3 rows and 2 columns. Name, row 1, column 2 edit required invalid entry as autocomplete. Main landmark. P-E-S-T-F-R-E-E. Free description, row 2, column 2, add media button. Visual button, text button, bold button. Italic, insert, block with, delete it, insert it, insert it, bulleted, numbered, list item, code button, insert, read, close tag, description, edit, confirmation message, row 3, add media button. Button visual, button, add media. Column 1, confirmation message. Edge of table, confirm, column, button, 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 edit, out of user placeholder, where checkbox, not check, check to include this message in the membership confirmation email. Edit multi-line, check to include this message in the membership confirmation email, checkbox, not checked. User placeholder, variable membership level confirmation message in your checkout link email. Checkbox not checked. User placeholder variable. Check to include this message in the membership confirmation email. Checkbox not checked. Use the link templates to include this information.
So this description is not read on this checkbox. So you can fix that with an attribute called aria described by. That takes the ID of this description text. If it should indeed be associated with this checkbox.
Yeah, it's for the... text field above it.
Blank. Link to user placeholder variable membership.
No, it's for
out
this.
Of link to use templates to include.
Oh, you mean the checkbox is for the text field above it?
Yeah, it's like the checkbox relates to the text field above it, and then the use placeholder variable message is for the text box there too.
So the other thing about this is, so this uses, I think, TinyMCE, like the default classic editor in WordPress.
Yep.
To be able to write those messages and the description. Did it clearly communicate to you as you were going through like what the first TinyMCE was for and then what the second one was for?
About as clear as it's going to in WordPress.
Okay. So that's done the best it can within the WordPress ecosystem.
We also We were talking about tables and divs earlier, and this is using table for layout because WordPress lays out some other fields. I don't know if they still do that on core pages this way. And I know,
Yeah, where the message is in the first column and then the
setting. Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of a table of settings, but we did it just to be like as close to WordPress HTML as possible, even though it felt a little icky.
Well, I approve.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Link templates to include when. Out of table button collapse billing details. Button collapse expiration settings. Button collapse billing details expanded. Set a member pricing for his level. The initial payment is to the recurring payment. Price only applies to optional. Allow more custom link on. Table with two rows and two columns. Row 1, column 1 initial payment. Column 2 dollar edit has auto complete 0. The initial amount collected. Row 2, column 1 recurring subscription. Edge of table. Recurrence. Column 2 checkbox. Not check. Check if this level has a recur. Out of table button collapse expiration settings. Button expanded content settings. Protect access to posts, pages, and content sections with built-in PM Pro features if you want to. Protect more content types. Link radar documentation on restricting content. Table with 4 rows and 2 columns. Row 1, column 1 categories. Row 2 single posts. Row 3 single page. Row 4 other content. Edge of table. Other content. Column 2 protect access to other content including custom post types. CPTS. Courses. Events. Products. Communities. Podcasts. And more. Link radar documentation on restricting content. When. Out of table button collapse other settings. Button save level button cap button collapse other settings. Button save level button cancel. Please link radar. Buttons button collapse save level button. Settings WPA 11 main menu navigation landmark link skip to main landmark mem drag and drop membership table with 6 rows and 5 columns row out of heading level button search levels edit as on search level membership level updated successfully.
There it is.
So how can that announcement to tell you that it was added be improved? Focus on it when the page loads?
If this is using the admin notices hook in core, there is no real easy way to improve this because core admin notices are not that accessible to begin with. It's a project problem.
What about like skipping WordPress notices and using like a browser alert?
That would work perfectly fine.
Because then it would pop up the browser button and be like, this has been successful. And then they could like close that and then be in the page.
I think most users would find that highly annoying, but it would work great for us.
Yeah. I know. I guess it depends on how frequently people are coming to these pages and adding new members. Do you know what I mean? Like if you're doing it all the time, you might find that annoying. But if it's like once or twice, you might be like, okay, here's my success message. And I close it.
That's something we thought about too. We moved around our menus and the dashboard like a few years ago. And we got some complaints from folks around like the editing of membership levels being harder to find or something like that. And we tried to emphasize the stuff that site owners do every day, like orders and members. And reports and the stuff that they do once kind of get de-emphasized. But still, like, you know, Alex was trying to find the add level button that was invisible and couldn't figure out the, you know, the navigation of the main settings. And those are things that we can improve. But that's a good point about how often do you see that?
Yeah. So we have about 15 minutes left. I thought it might be really interesting to go look at your reports tab.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like, Alex, do you want to go find out how much money you made on your website?
Navigation landmark dashboard link. Link members. Link orders. Link reports. Reports WPA11YB.
And in real life, I'd be paying somebody to tell me how much money I made. Just throwing that out there.
Name landmark visits, news, and login setting level 2.
Okay, so the first thing to point is that the heading level 1 on this page, well, there isn't one. The heading level 1 should be on this page is the page title of reports. Instead, we have the first title,
navigation
heading title of
heading level 2 visits, views, and logins.
Which I mean is clear enough, but it would be nice if it said reports somewhere.
Navigation landmark add-ons.
Context is everything. That's what I tell people. Context is everything.
Visits, views, and button unavailable, move up button, move down button, expanded toggle panel, visit table with 6 rows and 4 columns, row 1, column 1, column 2 visits, column 1.
That is an empty column heading. I would prefer that one to be hidden.
Column 2 visits. Today row 2-1. Column 1 today. Visits column 2-1. This week row 316. This month row 4330. Views column 3599. Logins column 422. Edge of table 22.
It is perfectly accessible.
Row 5 so, column 1.
I think there is something that is missing actually on these, which is if you went to like column 2 row 3, what context would you have for that?
Row edge of table, blank, edge of table, column 2 visits.
Column 2, row 3.
Today row 2-1, this week row 316, this month row 4335.
Oh, so no, it actually did it. I wasn't sure if it was going to read out, but no, you do have scopes of row on your headers there on the list, so that's great.
Tables are definitely not a problem in this plugin. That was the one thing that was consistently done right.
Well, not the one thing.
I mean, one thing consistently with no errors anywhere. Not that this whole plugin is a mess or anything, because as I said earlier,
it's like I'm learning a lot. This is great.
There are no blocking issues that I found in this plugin, with the exception of that add link, which seems to appear and disappear whenever it chooses to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So most of the problems you found are things that you can work around. They should be improved and made better, but it wouldn't stop you necessarily from using this plugin.
No, it would definitely not stop a user from using this plugin. It might frustrate users, but I don't think we're at a point where a lot of users would leave a website after encountering this plugin.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The next widget, the sales and revenue widget, has like clever hide show things. And I don't know if that was
heading level 2. Sales and revenue, testing sandbox, heading level 2. Button move up button unavailable, move down button expanded toggle panel, sales and revenue, testing sandbox. Table with 5 rows and 3 columns, row 1, column 1. Column 2 sales. Today row 2-1. Revenue column 3, $15. Edge of table, 15, this month row 3, $265. This year row 4, $265. All time row 5, $265. Edge of table, 260, sales column 2-4. Column 1 button all time. This year row 4 revenue column 3, 206, row 5 column 1 button all time. Row 4 button this year, row 3 button this month.
So what are the buttons for?
Row 2 button today.
So you want to have a more clear label on that. That's like expand all sales for today or something like that. I don't know what it does. You haven't triggered it yet.
Sales column 1 button today. Today. Sales column 2-1.
Nothing.
Revenue column row 3 column 1, $15. Sales column 2-1. Revenue column 3, 15. Row 4 column 1 button this month. Sales column 2-4. Column 1 but sale revenue column 3, row 5 column 1 button this year. Row 4 button this month. This month. Sales column 2-4. Revenue column row 5 column 1, $100. Sales column 2-2. Revenue column 3, $200. Row 6 column 1, $50. Sales column 2-1. Revenue column 3, $50. Row 7 column 1, $15. Sales column 2-1. Revenue column 3, $15. Row 8 column 1 button this year.
Yeah, this is really confusing. I would just break this into different sections. It's not worth trying to make this work in a table. Just one table. Yeah. Just break this into multiple tables, make this much easier.
Because it's basically what it is it's like a table nested in a table, I guess.
Yeah.
It tries to
like
break
that.
It down by price point and show you the individual sales by price point.
Oh. I thought it was individual purchases.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So I'll say that was confusing for me also.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, probably if I like was using it all the time, then I would have gotten that, right?
Yeah. I think you'll get a handle on what that is if you're looking at it every day. But it's interesting. It's not labeled well, definitely for screen readers or even for sighted folks, like what's going on here.
I mean, my problem with this specifically is if you had hundreds of sales, this is going to turn into a nightmare very quickly.
It does like limit to 3 or 5, unless you overwrite, like it shows the most popular sales, price points in that period.
But that's
a good point.
I mean, this could just grow out of control so quickly.
We shared like a thing on Twitter where, like, you know, we've been running our own site on Paid Memberships Pro for over 10 years, and I did like the all time thing, and I forced it to show every single price, not just the top five. And there was like, I forget what it was, like 30 or 50 different price points that we've sold like our membership stuff at. It over includes like every discount code, every sale we ever ran.
Oh my gosh.
Stuff like that. So it was kind of interesting. And it broke it down and it showed how much we made for each one. It's kind of interesting to see over time.
Go to the details.
Fun.
On this tab.
Sales and revenue. Testing SAM membership stats at visits, views, and log mem sales and revenue. Button move up button unavailable. Move table with 9 rows and 3 columns. Row 1, column 1. Column 2 sales. Column 3 revenue. Row 2, column 1 button today. Sales column 2, 1. Revenue column 3, $15. Row 3, column 1, $15. Sales column 2, 1. Revenue column 3, $15. Row 4, column 1 button this month. Sales column 2.
It's after the table.
One, flip, busy, all, edge of table, revenue, out of table, link to tails. Blank, link to tails. Blank, please, link to tails. E. Reports, double,
so
UPA.
So you want to have that link to be more clear, because there's multiple details buttons on that page.
Oh, yeah, context on details. Yeah. I have that as a general note to just scan the whole plugin for stuff like that. Yeah.
Main landmark sales and revenue heading level 1. Show combo box collapse daily combo box collapse revenue for combo box collapse March combo box collapse 2023 for combo box collapse all levels combo box collapse all codes button generate report.
Whoa. Oh, you have to love inline styling for fields. Not. I wish all those were block level. It would read so much better.
Heading level 1, combo box collapse daily.
And these labels are also not associated, so
combo box collapse revenue.
It'd be an absolute nightmare to figure out.
So go below these all
chart,
these filters.
Revenue. Show the chart. Daily revenue for March 2023 renewals. New revenue average $12.50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
I think
this
we're
is
no,
Google think, charts, by the way. I don't know.
Yeah, so do you know what this is, Alex?
Well, it said it was a chart. That's about the only useful information I got from it.
So would you, so when you encounter something like this, so this is like the ability to see revenue across a month, I think is what this is currently. Would you want to have a verbose paragraph summary? Would you rather just have a table that's below the chart? Like what would be most helpful, or like a export CSV option, which maybe they have that as an add-on, right? Like, so you could get it into Excel. Like, what do you think would be the solution for making a bar graph easily understood?
Definitely a table. And I'm honestly surprised users haven't already requested export to CSV.
Yeah, there is export to CSV. It might be one of those hidden buttons. It's next to the heading.
Hidden meaning. It's behind the screen.
Landmark. Export to CSV link.
Oh, I can focus it with tab. So the link is definitely, it must be something with CSS that you're doing, because it's in the DOM.
Okay, it might be that JavaScript thing. I'll play around. Because this link is actually an href and it goes to a URL that kicks off the CSV. The new level one is like a JavaScript that generates the modal. And so maybe
that's what level one sales and revenue link export to CSV.
But it doesn't even get read by the screen reader until I manually focus it. So you have
Okay. That's interesting. And this isn't a problem. Like the maybe the CSS is a little different. The HTML is based on like the post table heading, and then there's a button that says new posts to like squeeze that button in. So I don't know if that's a problem. If it's a problem with WordPress, then we can try to fix it in WordPress as well. But I'm assuming like when you go to the post table, you find the new post button. Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, it'd be interesting to figure out why it's different.
Show combo chart. Table column for average $12.50.
So interesting. There's already a table here.
Column 3, new revenue. Column 2, renewal. Column 1, day. Out of table 20, 21, 22, 23, 20, table
it's
with
30. Past the chart.
Row 2, 1. Renewals, column 2, 0. Row 3, 0. Row 4, row 8, 10, 0. New revenue, column 3, 0. Average $12.50. Column 4, 12.5. New revenue, day, edge of table, 9. Row 11, 10. Row 12, 11. Renewals, column 2, 0. New revenue, column 3, 0.
This table is inaccessible. Isn't as accessible as the last one because it doesn't tell you
row 13 0 renew day column 112
which date you're looking at. It just announces the row number.
Row 14 13 renewals column 20 15 0 row 16 0 row 17 0 new revenue column 3 0 average $12.50 column 4 row 18 12.5 row 19, row 32, 12.5. Edge of table. Out of table average line calculated using data prior to current day, month, or year. Link back to reports dashboard. Please link readers on Word. Link back average line.
Yeah, so if you brought this table more in line with what you had on the previous page, it should work well.
So, you know, what's interesting, you actually, so for us, that visually was the bar chart that you were going through. So I think that's Google Charts' attempt to make an accessible bar chart, which actually I'm having not screen reader tested this. I'm really impressed because I was assuming you were just going to get chart, right? And like literally nothing else. So, I mean, I think maybe using. Oh, sorry. What are you going to say?
We're going to see if sending screen reader focus through this does something different.
Combo box, combo box, combo box, combo box, combo box, generate report button. Back to reports dashboard link, read us on WordPress org link. Content info landmark.
No, tab key skips the whole thing. Interesting. So yeah, it's just pure HTML. No keyboard events or anything. Yeah, Google Charts, not sure about that.
I think we've had folks ask to have these reports like in line as a table. And I think we have custom code to do something like that. But I always say just export to CSV, like when the request comes in. I'm like,
and rather than outputting it visually on page.
Yeah. It sounds like maybe Alex was like, hey, I like CSV, that's good. Or if like having some kind of toggle like table view, chart view on here
that helps would be for nice. This kind of thing.
Yeah. If it's worth working on. Cool.
So we're at the hour and a half mark. Do you have any final questions, Jason, for Alex?
I don't. Maybe actually here's maybe a question. I feel like Alex might have reached out at some point, or we had like a really short chat like a few years ago about getting a accessibility review, and I was like hesitant to do it. We're hesitant in general to hire experts to give us advice on anything like SEO, because we want to make sure that we're ready to enact on the advice as soon as we get it. Otherwise it kind of, you know, just it is a little bit of noise. But maybe also there's some kind of like personal, like I was a little nervous, like you have the rules and I'm like, oh my God, and there are people on social media who talk about accessibility and they're very kind of fiery about it. And I get, you know, where it would come from too. But this was like a crazy, useful, entertaining, interesting experience. So I'm gonna be your advocate and definitely try to hit you guys up for advice when we build the 3.0 features. I forget what we said we were gonna do, and we I'll remember. Oh, the multi-step checkout. Yes, the multi-step checkout, which should be optional as well. So maybe that's an answer too. Is like make it one page. But that would be good to review and try to make it as accessible as possible later. And also just tell other folks that this is an awesome process and they should come on the show or hire you guys. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
Yeah. So there was, I think, one question a while back, but I didn't want to interrupt Alex. Let me scroll back and see if I can find it just a follow-up on when you use the role alert, a screen reader will often say alert, and Glenn was wondering if Alex, if you find that annoying rather than using a simple aria live with polite, which will just announce the text, like does hearing the word alert bother you?
Depends on the importance. So if they're doing that every time a page loads, yes, that would become very annoying. But sometimes aria live set to polite, it's very easy to have your speech interrupt that. So if it is a useful error message that you might have just moved to something else and your screen reader didn't have a chance to read it, then you miss out on the information. It's a mixed bag. Don't overdo it. Don't underdo it.
Well, and also just say there are quite a few people in the chat, Alex, saying thank you and that it was really cool to watch. And someone said, thank you, Jason, for having the courage to let him test drive your plugin. And I second that and being interested in making accessibility, you know, a priority. And I'll have to say, like, your settings pages and stuff, while there are some things, like, there is a lot of... I've seen plugins where you can't do anything on the settings page at all. So I think that's great.
I will never come after anyone who wants an accessibility review, but where I start to draw the line is the companies who knowingly do bad.
Mm.
Like it's been brought to their attention and they just continue to ignore.
Yeah. And if there's like simple fixes, I mean, this is time. I have a list. There's like 30, maybe more bullet points in here and they're all a little bit, but in my opinion, it straightforward, like not, there was a couple that were like, what do we do here or there? Move it. How are we going to move the H1 above the menu and make it look the same way? But it's fairly straightforward. So yeah, that's annoying. Do you know if like, so it's very popular for folks to use like React to build their settings pages. And is that just generally more or less accessible? Like when people are using React as the framework for their pages instead of, we use kind of like the older school WordPress settings format, you know, it's just HTML generated by PHP.
React is more accessible in the JS world compared to a framework like Vue.js, Vue.
Okay.
But as far as more accessible than this, absolutely not. Oh my gosh. Like everyone, developers have no idea what they're doing in React for accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just blanket statement that because that's the truth. Nobody knows what they're doing in React for accessibility. I mean, there's things that look great visually, and then it just doesn't translate to, oh, that user might not see that up here all the way down the DOM if they're blind.
It's like core to React is like stuff is updating everywhere all at the same time. And that's like definitely like confusing to screen readers.
We could do a whole case study and test on Gutenberg to prove that point.
Yeah. I feel like an old man sometimes because I'm like, isn't just a text box enough? Or can't this just be more straightforward? Or like, does this really have to be as fancy as they think it is? And I feel maybe that sentiment that I have, as long as like I'm maintaining these plugins, will kind of naturally make it a little more screen reader friendly. And if we do some of these other things, your suggestion, I'm excited to like how usable this will get.
That's what's annoying to a point though, is like React itself is not inaccessible. Developers just use it in highly inaccessible manners.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was the thing we were talking about pre-show, if you will, where over the weekend I encountered a table that was fully built with divs. And I was just and it had like class of table, class of row, class of item. And I was just like, but why? You know, so.
One part of our settings that is probably the trickiest is the user fields GUI to add fields. And you shouldn't get into it because it probably would just take a while. But if on your own time, I will hire you to look into that as well. It not every site needs it. You can use custom code to, you know, kind of, it, we started off like you kind of have someone code up the fields that you need is also like a way to get fields on your page, but there's a GUI for it. And it's kind of like the most complicated UI most recent. So it'd be interesting to look at that later.
Yeah, I can imagine that's probably very interesting. It probably suffers from a lot of the challenges that used to be on the menus page under appearance.
Right. Yeah, there's just a ton of stuff. It makes me think, like, we think of features that most people kind of just want this, click this button, and you get, like, the common fields. So things like that might help. Anyway.
Well, thank you both. I really appreciate it. We'll have the recording for you, Jason. And if you want, I can also get you the chat transcript with all the links that we shared.
Perfect. That'd be helpful.
I'm going to say goodbye, but I'm going to take a second before I actually hit the end button because I got to watch the captions and make sure that we fully captioned our goodbyes. So we do the smile and wave at the end quietly. So do you each real quick just want to say where people can find you again if they want to follow up?
You can find me at Alex Stein on LinkedIn, and I am Alex Stein on the Make WordPress Slack and a few other random Slack groups here and there.
And I'm Jason Coleman. I'm on the WordPress Slack. To contact me personally, Jason_Coleman on Twitter is a good way to poke me. And the plugin is Paid Memberships Pro. It's in the WordPress repository for free and also at our website, paidmembershipspro.com.
All right. Well, thank you both. Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Accessibility Craft. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe in your podcast app to get notified when future episodes release. You can find Accessibility Craft on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. And if building accessibility awareness is important to you, please consider rating Accessibility Craft 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Accessibility Craft is produced by Equalize Digital and hosted by Amber Hines, Chris Hines, and Steve Jones. Steve Jones composed our theme music. Learn how we help make thousands of WordPress websites more accessible at equalizedigital.com.